That's on me. Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
My bad, Bruce. I thought I heard you were on a call for Super Bowl, but that's on me.
You made that up.
Were you not talking?
I was working, yeah.
I thought, my bad. That's what I thought.
And then I peed. Now, what's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Hell yeah.
Otter, how are we?
Good. I think I was the one that said that Bruce was on a call.
No, I think I did. I love you trying to be accountable because we're all about accountability around here.
Yeah, we do need it.
But I think that was me. I thought I heard you talking to Pat about being on a call or some shit. But here we are, Wednesday, January 3rd.
Oh.
2024. What's the story of the day? NBA. NHL.
Mm-hmm. Massive CBB slate.
Massive CBB slate. We talked a little national championship yesterday. Nothing really. I haven't heard anything on the news front over there.
I got big news.
What's it?
Dylan Johnson's in.
Oh, he is going to play?
X-ray is negative.
Good. Perfect. Does that mean he's still going to play, though?
Suiting up.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's good news.
Boobie Miles.
We want everyone out there. Yeah. We want everyone out there playing. It's going to be an awesome game.
He is a really good, I know he's a loss as a running back, but he's a very good pass blocker.
Oh, yeah.
Massive loss.
Yeah. You really shouldn't be laying five with Michigan. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
What was George against TCU last year?
Ooh. Dude, like 7.5, I remember.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, because I put a fucking giant bet on TCU +7.5.
I think we all drank the TCU Kool-Aid in that one.
I was like, oh, the 7.5 will cover the money line. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was 13.
13.
That's why we were on.
Fired up 14.
They were favored. Michigan was favored by what? 9 against TCU? Or 7?
Was it?
Half.
It might maybe that one.
Maybe that was the 7.
13 was the... national championship, and we were like, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
You
were fucking wrong.
NFL news before we move on.
This weekend's an absolute shit show.
Absolute shit show. Browns, Cincinnati. You're getting Driscoll, I believe, is the Browns starting quarterback. Is that what I read that right?
Yep, correct? Yep. Yep.
You are getting...
That freaks me out, by the way, just for their long-term prospects. I don't like Joe Cool taking any break at all.
Let's stay hot.
Yep.
Stay hot.
Yep.
Sure. Gabbert for the Chiefs. Who do they have? Chargers?
I think so.
We do have...
Yeah, because it's Raiders.
I mean, Rams-Niners is an all-time matchup all of a sudden.
Rams-Niners, Darnold versus Wentz.
Yeah. Sign me up,
okay, dude. We're getting
Carl's playing this weekend. Oh my god, let's go. I kind of fucking
against Sam Darnold.
Yeah, we're getting Ravens Huntley, and I think that was it.
So they're gonna go how many? That's gonna be 2 weeks without Lamar.
Anyone who could sit someone is sitting someone,
as they should.
MCDC's kind of doing the whole we're gonna play our starters and see how things go, which I'd hate.
Yes,
just like
you'd rather know,
because you do that and then there's an injury, then you pull everybody.
Yeah,
like what's that juju?
It's a if as soon as you play anybody, it's a lose. You can't be right. What's the best thing that could happen?
So games,
you
like
know what I mean?
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Games, but also, if you lose, say the Ravens, who have been beating the shit out of teams, pull up and lose in the second round, then everyone's going. You should, you know, it's a, no matter what you do, it's a lose.
We got about a handful of games that you kind of have an idea, like if people are trying, who's playing.
I think I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. Titans are going to beat the Jaguars.
Well, that's one of the games that you at least know Jacksonville's going to play everybody and try. You got to rely on Vrabel to get the boys up.
After that interview with Vrabel, I got no doubt.
Him and Gentry?
Yeah. So you, Gentry?
I'm mostly just worried about the Loud House, and it makes me a little bummed out that I'm so worried about the Loud House, but I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know which side of the Loud House I'm going to be betting.
Oh, for the vibes, Texans? Bruce, I know.
Your mic's fucked up.
I know.
I lean quarterbacks.
Yeah, whatever. It just, if you are going to the Loud House to watch the game for the vibes, you have to take the Colts.
For the shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think we're pretty good. We're pretty covered on football right now. with the national championship and this weekend.
You guys think the Montana Grizz are going to hang with the South Dakota State boys Sunday?
That'll be a tough task.
South Dakota State is on an all-time roll.
I know. It's 12, the number, or, number's 12 and a half.
Jeez. But if anybody can, it's the Grizz.
Where is it? South Dakota?
No, normally the national championship. I know
it's like in it might be in Virginia. It's always somewhere random as fuck.
The Grizz got to be up in the mat.
That should be in Jerry World, as far as I'm concerned.
Facts on God.
Let me look.
I want to say Bozeman is up in the mountains. You were right, but it's not going to be in the mountains.
It's in Frisco, Texas. That's where it was last year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for those Montana boys. Then they got to be up in the
mountains.
I think what you're forgetting is that South Dakota is also cold.
Also up in the mountains.
Shit. But
that's prayers.
My grandpa did request me to do a deep dive into the South Dakota football team because he's really worried about it. So
we'll
see you in a couple days.
Okay. Thank you, Grandpa. Get that deep dive going.
Here we go. It.
Let's go to the hardwood for tonight.
Tough slate tonight.
Actually, can we get an update on the dart match?
4-4?
That's what it was when we came in here.
Oh.
Dirty Mike is sweating it like a pig.
Who's he on?
Obviously the nuke, brother.
He's on the nuke?
Yeah.
As anyone should be.
Of course. He's not like a dot shop. He's just
for the
hanging vibes. Around.
We get a live score. It's still 4-4. Humphreys is up one leg in the ninth set.
Fuck. Is that the penultimate set?
No. You
winner
first 2-7. Yeah. Not best of 7.
So this is the ultimate set?
Huh?
Is this set
we don't decided? Know because it's 4-4.
No, I mean, there
you
could
gotta
be.
Get to 7.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Not best
first
of.
One, no. 2-7.
It's because it already would have been over.
Yeah. For the shoe.
Humphreys is up one leg.
So that's why Nigel said I'm 7.
On the nuke.
Yeah. It's, I mean.
It's good to see.
I love darts. Darts are awesome.
It is cool. I used to be really good. Would fall into the same problem where you just. Same thing with my billiards game. You just get to it.
I'm getting me and Connor. Drunk. Me and Connor have been. Mitt has too. We got a nice spot. Darts. We like to go play pool.
Oh, pool?
I actually play darts. They play pool. I suck at pool.
I'm starting to get back into it. I love pool growing up.
Gumpy beat my ass at pool, and then I just started playing darts.
That'll happen.
So good. Dart guy too, Mitt. Okay. NBA, the association, tonight. How do we feel about it?
I don't love the slate.
No.
To be fair. Who's playing for the Lakers, Mitt? I know I ask you this every time they play, but it's the same thing as usual.
I mean, it's really. No, actually, I didn't even see LeBron or AD on the injury report. D'Angelo Russell's not playing. So he's been bad on an actual injury. I think they're going to start LeBron at the point.
Don't hate that.
Still bring Reeves off the bench, maybe. Like, I don't really know what the fuck they're doing with their lineup. I don't really love it, but
I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks money line here tonight, minus 160. I'll lay that. I'm taking the Grizzlies on a back to back.
Okay,
they are minus 115 money line versus the Raptors. Should we be? I know I went against OKC and it was a POY and it lost. Unfortunately, it lost.
And we said, "Hey, you love OKC."
Yeah, we gotta really be respecting the Thunder in these streets.
Are we back? What's going on here? What's this line?
Which one? It's just a back to back. So I like
everyone's playing for OKC. Today. It says
okay.
So I like Memphis on the back to back and OKC on the back.
Yeah, I'm on OKC money line minus 115, and then I mean a parlay that. You know, just thinking out loud here. Lakers money line, Jazz money line. Jazz won 7 of 10. Clippers money line.
Jazz are hot.
KD out for the Suns. Throw the Mavs in there against the Blazers. Throw the Knicks in there against the Bulls.
Okay.
Rockets, Nets on a back to back. You throw that in the pot, and it is. Where is this? Plus 543.
It's not bad.
I like it. Put me down for that.
It's respectable.
Six piece.
Well, who could ruin it?
Yeah. Well, last night in the NHL, it was the Rangers. It was the first game. So,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Never really got out of the bar in there.
So, when you win a big bet like Michigan and then your beloved New York Rangers go down 2-0, what you should not do is take your healthy balance and say, fuck it. And put it all on the Rangers at 4-1.
On a fucking meaningless regular season game.
Yep, 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 yep. Game. So that has you just question your existence on this fine hammer down Wednesday.
That is rather hilarious.
That'll happen.
I'm on every single bet with you, Gumpy, actually, other than I think you said like Brooklyn or New York. Oh, yeah, it was the Knicks. I didn't take the Knicks, but I got Milwaukee money line, just too short. Going to get some revenge against the Pacers, I think. I got OKC on the money line, Memphis on the money line. I'm taking Utah minus the 8.5. They're playing Detroit. Detroit still sucks. I get it. They've gotten their win, whatever, but they're bad.
Jazz are playing good ball.
Yeah, and it's not shit. Who was I thinking?
The coach.
Luka Modric is
Luka Modric.
Whatever. Doncic. However you say his name. No, the dude on the Jazz. Whatever.
Not Modric, because he's just an all-time.
Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen. That's who I'm thinking of. Lauri Markkanen's playing.
The disrespect.
Luka Modric could probably play for the Jazz.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
I think Luka's more of a Phoenix Suns point guard.
Mitt having Luka Modric in the holster, though, is impressive. Yeah.
I mean, the names in the NBA are super fucking confusing, though. And then I'm actually taking Lakers. God damn. This microphone
laying 5.5.
Yeah, I'm taking a -5.5 because they've been
still out.
Yeah, Jimmy's still out, and then LeBron playing point guard. I mean, he usually puts up like a fucking triple double here or some shit. He'll probably have like 12 points, but he's gonna have a bunch of assists. So I like it. Whatever. Fuck it.
Humphries is now up 5-4.
Oh no.
Motherfucker.
I disagree with you guys a bit on the Pacers coming to town. It's the first game of their back-to-back. Obviously, they just played the Pacers. But it's a tough barn these days, man. It is. Yeah, dude.
I guess you were there on Saturday.
I was there on Saturday for the Knicks game. And the improvement year over year in attendance is a masterclass of like why the in-season tournament is successful. The you can't get courtside seats for $400. The place is absolutely filled to the brim. And we've stopped talking to FaceTime somebody.
I was listening to you talk.
Who are you FaceTiming?
I was just setting up the next segment.
Nick? Nick's got nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's two hockey games, so I was just FaceTiming instead of telling him to come in.
Sorry, Bruce, back to you.
I was hoping that was a gamer answer.
I also think that the total is a little bit too high. I know, obviously, the Pacers have been a historic offense, but I think Middleton and another guy might be questionable or out for the Bucks, and it just feels like we might not get to 258 tonight in Indiana.
258 earlier this year for the Bucks Pacers game, it missed by like one. Everybody was playing, and it was the highest total in NBA history, like pregame. I don't see that happening tonight.
It would take 140 from the Pacers to go over, right? Yeah. Like basically
a lot.
And
so many.
The Pacers have kind of slowed down their pace, though. Like after the in-season tournament, the Pacers have slowed down their pace. I mean, I think. Shit, I'm going to have a ticket on me and Gumpy were talking about this earlier. Giannis plays the Pacers so fucking well. He's probably going to get like at least 30. I think that's like -110.
Turner wants none of that business.
Yeah, no, they don't even put him on him. And he had 54 last time he came here. So I'm going to have a ticket on him to go for 50 again and probably 45.
Okay.
Fair play. I like the Knicks. The new look Knicks are pretty cool. OG Anunoby was +19 in his debut.
Nice.
RJ Barrett was -7 his debut for the Raptors.
It's always nice to get new things.
Yeah, it's cool.
There's only two games in the NHL. Knicks got nothing. You got, what do you got? Anything?
I just got Devils money line at the Capitals.
Okay.
Yep.
Caps on a back-to-back.
Yes, sir. Devils money line.
Okay. Caps big win last night.
Yeah, it was tough for the Guinos. Stars lost last night. It was a tough night on the ice for the boys, to be fair.
Yeah. How do we feel about the CBB slate tonight?
Ooh, I won my parlay yesterday, but I didn't look at shit.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to say that I won my parlay, though.
Hell yeah. I got a bunch here.
Okay.
I like George Mason, money line at LaSalle.
Okay.
I like Longwood catching 2.5 at Winthrop. I
always love Longwood. Ooh, Winthrop stuff, though.
Yeah, that's a good barn. St. Louis, money line versus Loyola Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
High Point +2.5 at Radford.
We're getting the weeds today,
now. Oh, yeah. Western Carolina money line at Citadel.
Uh-huh.
UNC Greensboro money line versus Furman.
Always good.
American money line versus Lehigh. Mm-hmm. North Dakota money line versus Northern Colorado. Northern Arizona +3.5 at Omaha. Maybe game of the night here. Miami catching 1.5 at home versus Clemson.
Okay.
Big game there. North Dakota State plus 1.5 versus Montana. Missouri State money line versus Northern Iowa. And I think 5.5 is too many points for IU at Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah.
So out of all those picks, you had 2 Power 5 games. I respect that.
Yeah, that's
a good looking slate.
That's what we do.
Fordham should not win tonight at George Washington.
What about the Dukes?
Duquesne's got a tough game against Mass.
2-9-3.
I'm actually reading about UMass. I guess they got two really tall, athletic guys.
UMass is good.
Maybe read about the Dukes.
Everything goes through their guards.
The Dukes?
Yeah.
The Dukes will be at an all-time high if they win at UMass. That is a big win.
Yeah.
Actually.
Tough barn too.
Yeah.
Fordham's been an all-time letdown. The Bronx is not buzzing anymore.
That's all right. That'll happen. How's footy treating us?
Lost both today, which was pretty sweet. Oh no. Atletico Madrid tied it. Real Betis was up 1-0, lost 2-1 naturally. I got Osasuna money line tomorrow.
Okay.
Bilbao drawing a bet at Sevilla, and then I got Barcelona on the money line as well.
Got some FA Cup this week.
Yeah, got to dive into that.
You got time?
It's only the third round, so it's like you're gonna see good numbers. But is anybody playing?
Do we care about the FA Cup or not?
I mean, I said that was a great Harry Redknapp quote. I said this is England. This is the FA Cup. This is part of what we are. They played that commercial on Sky Sports 37 times a day growing up. It's phenomenal.
Anything else that we need to do today?
Tony, I got something for you.
Yeah, we missed out on you. I'm glad you.
Yeah.
I believe that the golf kind of starts again.
It does. You're right.
Yeah.
Is that tomorrow?
Yep. How do you not, with the weakened field and no John Rahm, Scotty Scheffler and or Victor Hovland, are going to both win probably half the tournament.
Yeah, you have to take Scottie Scheffler.
What's his number,
right? And who's going to beat him besides Victor Hovland?
I mean, there's other guys.
They're probably like 12-1 right now.
Scoot's 550.
Okay, not 12-1.
Vic's 10-1.
Okay.
Morikawa's 12-1. Homa, Cantlay.
Yeah,
you're going to. Shoffley, Spieth.
Bank it on Homa to win a couple.
Hey, is this the. Are they in Hawaii?
I believe it is the Tournament of Chomps.
Yeah. So give it but remember Homa's California run last year. Got to remember it.
Of course, yeah, that's right around Super Bowl time.
Yeah. And then once he goes to Florida, maybe a little bit of a drop-off.
Scotty.
Now we're going Scotty. Scotty rocking a beard, did I see?
I think maybe. Yeah, Scotty, once they go to Florida and Texas, Scotty takes firm control.
I was actually very shocked to see that. I believe they voted Rahm Player of the Year.
Who, the PGA?
No, I think it's the players, right?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know who votes or whatever, but I mean, Scotty was like a historic run last year. He didn't get a major though.
Bingo.
You got to win a major.
He was just the top 10 king.
Yeah, yeah. We will never forget Scotty.
We won't.
Nope.
We won't.
Certainly not.
You're right. We need to get DB back on the horn.
Yeah. Are we gonna have live action this year?
Maybe.
I mean, Rory McIlroy said the war is over.
Yeah, he's been out of the war for.
I mean, Monahan just sewered him.
Oh yeah.
Like he just let him die on the shield for no reason at all.
I'll never forget what Royce did out there.
It lit a fire in his gut for a bit.
It did.
He started playing way better.
It did.
He'll never lose that Canadian tournament ever.
Oh, no.
The RBC.
Yeah, the RBC.
RBC is his.
It is. It's actually the Rory Canadian Open. Yeah. They changed the name.
All right, Mitt, talk to us.
All right, Tony, this is a good one. Learn from yesterday, live for today, and hope for tomorrow. Albert Einstein.
Oh, classic Albert.
I thought it was going to be a hello, hello.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Bono.
I need to put in Bono into my arsenal.
I thought, yeah, genuinely thought it might have been. Right. Who was it, Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
Big Albert. Al.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, great lad. All right, good luck.
God bless.
Done.